I'm in the middle of an experiment right now. I started it on Monday of this week, and it dates back to how I got started in my career was day trading index futures, mostly stock futures, but other things as well. And you had to be there all day. And that's how I learned to trade in front of the screen all day, preparing for the economic reports for the day and reviewing everything at the end of the day and going home pretty much flat. The world I'm moving into now, the world that I choose to move into, is, I think, less stressful for me. And a lot of the skills will move over with me, but some of them are different. And I've talked about this a bunch of times, but today the different angle that I'm coming at it from is, I was reading through Hedge Fund Market Wizards, and one of the guys made a quote that says, do more of what works and less of what doesn't. And I'm going to look at that from a little bit different angle for me, because I can look at my trades and say, okay, this is what's been working and this is what's not been working, and make some quick decisions. But what about looking at it from your overall structuring of your day and your habits and things like that? And when I started looking at it from that angle, it became clear that I was doing maybe 2 hours of work and 6 hours of staring at my screen because I'm used to watching the market. But if I'm not making trades all day, I don't need to be staring at my screen. I actually get a lot more done sometimes when I just maybe look at the market for 1 hour in the morning or at the end of the day. And then I spend the rest of the time getting deeper research done and preparing for what I want to do the next day when I'm in there for the 1 hour to look at it. And obviously some days are busier and I'm going to want to be there longer. But so what I'm doing is making a more drastic start to this, because I say that I want to do this, but I notice that I never do it. So what I'm going to do is, I get up in the morning and I'm starting to do my exercise and reading, and I'm going to add yoga into my life again. I used to do that more and I quit, and basically be a father and do things like that during the day, go on walks and download conference calls and things I want to listen to for my stocks so I can do a little bit of work. And then when the market gets close to the end of the day, the last hour, hour and a half, that's when I'll check in on everything. And my real work starts after the market closes. So I'm on West Coast time, so it's a little easier. So it's at 1 o'clock. And then I start doing the deeper work and then preparing for the next day. So this is more extreme right now. So I'm going to purposely take more time. I guess you would call it time off. I'm going to be doing other things though. So it's less of time away from the screen. And well, it is time away from the screen, but it's less about that. It's more about just time where I'm going to intentionally do things that are going to shape the way I want my life to go. Because what's happening is I'm staring at my screen all day. I'm getting my deep work done during that time, but I'm wasting many hours. And then all of a sudden it's nighttime and it's time to have dinner and time to, you know, engage with my son and my family and things like that. And I've kind of had my workouts have to be rushed in, and you build this pressure and anxiety because your day is mismanaged. And I think others who don't have kids but maybe have a day job can relate to this. So when that market's not open, you can get a lot of work done because you're not distracted by the tickers going up and down. So what I'm going to try to do is, and I'm going to do it, I've been doing it for 2 days now, is just do the work after the market closes and then go in and do what I need to do and back off a little bit. And funny thing is, the trades that happen during the day, you'll do them. You'll just get pulled in and you'll know. Like if there's a big Fed meeting or there's a big something or other happening, I'll know because I'm keeping up on the news. And I'm still checking my phone during the day every hour or so to make sure that my positions are okay. But that's just a real quick thing. I'm not staring at the screen all day, so I can actually do other things. And what I'm finding so far is I'm having more happiness in my days. I feel like I'm not stuck inside all day and just stewing over up and down ticks in the market. The other thing I'm noticing is I get a lot better work done. I'm getting 4 hours of work done in an hour and a half because I'm not distracted. I'm focused on what I'm doing. And I'm getting the other stuff done, the yoga and the workouts earlier in the day and things that have been getting pushed to the back end, kind of creating this anxious feeling all day, like you can't fit everything in when you're really just not using your time wisely. So I'm going to try this for a month. I'm going to start with a week. And so I'm going to generally be working less for a month by doing this. And then eventually I hope that if I can start to build this new way of doing it, it'll become habit after a month and I can start to shift towards this direction. And I'm going to report back on this. But my other experiment was the bullet journaling, and I'm still doing that and I absolutely love it because it empties my brain out on the paper each day and I can kind of self-soothe on a notebook and go through kind of what's bothering me. And I also make a little part called success stories, where I'll talk about things that I've done well or things that I've improved upon. And just getting that out is so good. I think it's healthy for those around you too, because you don't need to use everyone around you as much for your therapy. You can use the journal, which is, I think, a very healing thing to do, and just kind of helps you grow as a person to do it that way. But so we'll see how this goes, and I'll report back at the end of the month about this.